Thank you. It's nice to be here this afternoon. I'm actually reporting the data of three graduate students in my group who can't be here for various reasons. So there is a fair bit of information out there about nitrogen cycling and nitrogen fate from manures and composts, but for other organic fertilizers, there's really very little information. So the purpose of this project was to evaluate the nitrogen losses and uptake of organic fertilizers, both solid and liquid fertilizers, and specifically in transplanted lettuce. So we did this at the CSU Horticulture Research Center on certified organic land, and the lettuce variety used was Summer Crisp. Soil type was a non-clay loam, which is a quite common soil in northern Colorado. But what was different about this is this fairly high organic matter concentration of 2.7%. That's pretty high for Colorado, and that's because of the history of compost application to this organic land. We also used drip irrigation and a randomized complete block design with four replications. So what fertilizers did we use? You can see them listed here. We have two solid fertilizers, blood meal and feather meal. They're both 13% nitrogen. They're solid fertilizers that come from slaughterhouse wastes. And then fish emulsion is a liquid fertilizer that's very commonly used in Colorado in organic farms, and it's often injected through irrigation systems, which is how we used it in this experiment as well. And then the final fertilizer that we looked at was what I'm calling cyanofertilizer from cyanobacteria, and I'll show you a little more about that on the next slide. That's a fertilizer that's grown on the farm and also injected into irrigation systems. So each of these fertilizers was applied at two rates, at 28 and 56 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, but they were applied in different ways. The solid fertilizers were subsurface banded at pre-plant at 6 centimeters depth and 6 centimeters from the row of lettuce. And the liquid fertilizers were applied through the irrigation system. Remember, that was a drip irrigation system, and the applications were split into four different applications about 2 weeks apart throughout the growing season. So what is this cyanofertilizer? What you see here is cyanobacteria on the left side. This bacteria is really cool because they can both photosynthesize and fix nitrogen from the air. So those cells that look sort of like a chain or a necklace, the green ones, that's where they photosynthesize. Then that energy is shared with neighboring cells, those specialized cells called the heterocysts, that can fix nitrogen from the air. And what we do is grow the cyanobacteria in shallow ponds like you see on the right side of this slide, and we can then inject that into the irrigation system every 2 weeks. So we wanted to compare this fertilizer with those other three more commonly used organic fertilizers. The layout was like this. You see the lettuce rows and the drip irrigation line and the banded fertilizer were about 6 centimeters from that row, and then we used chambers, different kinds of chambers, for N2O and ammonia flux measurements, and I'll show you those different chambers in just a second. You all know how complicated the nitrogen cycle is, and there are many different fates that could dominate or could take place, and so the ones we were able to measure in this experiment were plant uptake, ammonia volatilization, N2O emission, and also we looked at the change in inorganic nitrogen in the soil. We didn't specifically measure leaching or runoff. However, because of the flat field and the drip irrigation system, we don't expect either of those to be a major player. So let's start with yield and see what happened here. First of all, there was no effect of the different types of fertilizer on the yield of lettuce, and not just the yield, but the nitrogen concentration uptake and nitrogen use efficiency also showed no significant differences. But the one thing that did show an important significant effect was the rate of fertilizer application. So you can see here that the medium rate of the 28 kilograms of N per hectare had about double the yield of the control, and that when we went higher to the 56 kilograms N per hectare rate, that we actually got a significant yield reduction. And then we can look over at the next column at nitrogen use efficiency. We define that as kilogram of yield per kilogram of nitrogen applied, and you can see that the lower rate had a higher nitrogen use efficiency. That's typical. So now let's take a look at the different gas fluxes that we measured. What we were doing, this is a shot at the Horticulture Research Center at CSU, and inside of the hoop houses we were growing the cyanobacteria in those ponds, and then you can see the field in the front with the different types of samplers. So we measured N2O emissions using closed static chamber method and the GraceNet sampling protocol that's very common. We sampled the gases three times a week from the time the lettuce was transplanted to harvest time and used a 30-minute sampling interval. So here you can see the results. Let me see if I can use the cursor. Okay, so you can see here the control, the 28 kilograms N per hectare rate and the 56 kilogram N per hectare rate. And then the different bars stand for different types of fertilizer. So the first thing you might notice is that both the fish emulsion and the cyano fertilizer, that's this small brown bar and the light blue, were not significantly different from the control at either application rate. And now I lost the cursor. Here it is. Okay, but you'll notice that the blood meal and feather meal both had significantly higher N2O emissions compared to the control and the liquid fertilizers, in particular at the high rate, but even at the lower rate, there were significant differences. Now let's take a quick look at the ammonia emissions. For this measurement, we use semi-static open chambers, and you might be able to tell from this picture what we're doing here. These are constructed from empty 2-liter pop bottles, and so this is a nice low-cost method. What's different is it is open at the bottom, and therefore it's a good method for evaluating relative differences between treatments, but not so much for precision as if it were a closed chamber. So basically what happens is the bottom of the pop bottle is cut off and inverted on the top, and a strip of foam is hung from there. The foam has been soaked in acid, and it hangs there, and because of the acid, it can absorb the ammonia. And then you can take the foam periodically into the lab to measure the ammonia. And here you see the results for the season-long flux of ammonia emissions. In some ways, they're quite similar to what we saw for N2O. You can see the control, and then the fish emulsion and cyano fertilizer were not significantly different from control at either application rate. However, the blood meal and feather meal were significantly higher at the 56 kilogram N per hectare rate. And even though they were somewhat higher at the lower rate, they weren't significantly different from control. So looking at that data, we then ran orthogonal comparisons so that we could lump the liquid fertilizers, the fish and cyano fertilizer together, and the solid fertilizers, the blood and feather meals together, and compare them to control. And so what you can see here is that for N2O emissions, the liquid fertilizers were not significantly different from control, but the solid fertilizers were actually about 10 times higher than the emissions from the liquid fertilizers. And for ammonia, we all saw a similar trend, but the difference was not as marked, a little less than two times the emissions from control on liquid fertilizers. So now let's take a look at the residual inorganic nitrogen in the soil. And these samples were taken after harvest. We measured at 0 to 30 centimeters and then again at 30 to 60 centimeters. And we measured both ammonium and nitrate in KCl extracts. And I've added them together here just for simplicity, since we don't have much time. So there was no significant difference in the deeper depth from 30 to 60. So the results here are from the 0 to 30 centimeter increment. And you'll see that the 28 kilogram N per hectare rate did not significantly increase the inorganic nitrogen in the soil compared to the control, but the 56 kilogram N per hectare rate did significantly increase that residual nitrogen in the soil. So what we can see overall is that the way that fertilizer is applied is really important, right? That the solid fertilizers, even though they were subsurface banded, still had significantly higher N2O and ammonia emissions compared to the control or to the liquid fertilizers that were fertigated through the drip irrigation system. In addition, we saw that the lettuce yield and nitrogen use efficiency were highest for the low nitrogen application rate of 28 kilograms N per hectare, and that when we went higher, we got a yield reduction and leftover nitrogen in the soil. And so our goal is to be working together with organic farmers to help them improve their fertilizer decision making and help them not to waste money on fertilizer they don't need, that doesn't bring a benefit, and also to apply that fertilizer at rates and in such a way that will protect the environment. I don't want to fail to acknowledge our funding sources. So the primary funding source is from USDA Western Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education Program. But these three students who did this work are all supported by their home governments in Malaysia, Thailand, and Libya. So we wouldn't have been able to do this without that money. I'd be happy to take any questions. They're all certified organic.
Right,
that does not.
Total N you apply your two rates. Is that in organic form or is it in inorganic?
The total N is the total amount of nitrogen, both organic and inorganic. Do I have a sec to flip back to an earlier slide? That breaks out how much of that was inorganic and how much is organic. It just takes a sec for the computer to catch up here. Here we go. So there's some variation there in the amounts of inorganic, but for all of these fertilizers, the dominant form is organic. However, there's some differences, of course. The feather meal is pretty high in ammonium, so is the fish, but when you calculate that out as to the percent of the total nitrogen, there's not that much in the inorganic form. So, however, the fish and blood are known to be quick-release nitrogen sources, and the feather meal is a slower release. Sure. Are there other questions? Okay, thanks for your time.
Nicely done.